the estuaries. That's where you get the mixing of the fresh water from the rivers and the streams with the salt water of the sea. Yeah, we tend to think as farming as what's happening on the land. Gradually we're becoming more and more aware that if the fertilisers and things aren't kept in the fields, they run off into the water and they can quite significantly affect the health of the estuaries and the water quality. Well, with every walk of life, there's the saints and the rogues, but we've all learnt that good farming these days is working with the countryside. Because the knock-on effects can be so dramatic, it's in all our interest to farm sustainably as possible.
The third generation of farmers. My grandfather lived at Town Farm. He started with 1 acre in the turn of the century. His father or father drank it away and gambled it away in the pubs, believe it or not. And the farm finished up with a house and 1 acre and 2 horses, and they did all sorts of cart rides from they were hauliers basically, and they went from East Prawl to Dartmouth to fetch the train and built the roads and all these sort of things. And then they rented farms, Lower Farm in the Depression, bought Shepherd's Farm in 1920s, which they couldn't pay the bank. It was £1,000, and they couldn't pay the overdraft off until the war. And then everything flourished from then on. The farmer, well, we were brought up on the farm as that's all we knew. We were 6 children, and that was 2 girls, an older sister, 4 brothers, and a younger sister, Jane. And we were just bred into us. I'm a dyslexic farmer, couldn't spell, couldn't read very much, left school with the age of, this is the one left with a reading age of a 7-year-old at the age of 15. And I learnt more from reading the Gazette on the sports page, rugby, to see what it was than anything else. The purchasing of this farm, my brother William bought it. He went in 1982, he went to a potato meeting, the rascal, on Friday night, and he bumped into a certain farmer who said Folly Farm went for auction yesterday, or Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, whatever it was, and he said it was withdrawn. So he came out on Saturday morning and I had a look at it, and my brother Roger, I'm talking broad dump now as best I can, and my brother Roger rang me up at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, as we would, because I was farming at Higher Kernborough at this time, you know, and he said, William's gone to Folly Farm, having a look, just for sale. I saw brother William, this is true, I saw brother William at Chivilstone Church fete at 2 o'clock. And I said, what's it like, so-and-so? He said, well, what's it like, so-and-so? Steep like so. What's the house like? Well, needs a bit done to it. Food's in bad, I suppose. And he said, we're going to buy it. So sure enough, he said, I've got to meet this fella at 6 o'clock tonight. None of us brothers had seen him. The only one who'd saw it was William. He was driven to buy it in a funny sort of way. And by midnight up on Dartmoor, he'd bought the blooming place. And we come out here on the Sunday after lunch to see what he had bought, what we had to pay for, all 4 brothers, and we couldn't see the sea. It was foggy. So we had a good crack, didn't we? At this point, we were borrowing £1 million between us. But by 25th of April afterwards, the following year, I was here and I was owing nothing. We had sold 2 other farms to pay for it. Incredible, wasn't it? Well, to get here originally, we grew the cauliflowers and the potatoes, and because there was 4 brothers, we had to earn money to buy a farm, and the cauliflowers we grew and delivered them around, my parents, grandparents, my father, and then subsequently us, and we delivered them as far afield as Bournemouth, Southampton, Oxford, Bicester, Leicester, Nottingham, Mansfield, I know my way around the road, with lorry loads, half a million a year, whatever. And that's how we come to buy it. That's how we come to earn the money to buy it. Well, there's area, we're farming 500 acres here now, around the back of the golf course, which is very scenic, beautiful, quiet, and the golfers are playing golf and we have a little giggle at them. Over Shalabrae, we got Heidi Eye with the IDI, and that's another people living in caravans, which is what they can afford. And then of course we got the Big Beyond Sea down the bottom where we can go fishing or do whatever you like. On a calm day off Wiscombe, having lunch on a calm day with the east, with a calm sea, pulling a net with Captain Flack or someone like that, that is magical. They'd have to offer me a great deal of money to make me sell this house. A great deal of money, not what it, four times what it's worth. Because it would be, you wouldn't get it again. Right, over the years we've always grown barley, and from 1970 we grew wheat onwards because of the modern spray techniques. The tonnage of the barley would be about 2 tonne an acre, where wheat we can grow 4 tonne an acre, so feeding the nation because the nation's hungry. This, of course, is with more nitrogen applied to the ground to produce the crops. When we came here, we were growing peas and beans for proteins, and of course we went through the set-aside things, which was a great, so that they didn't import so much, whatever. Anyway, on the ground here, looking in front of me, what I've grown this year is a bit of spring cabbage on the left, swedes, and a big giant carrot, all organically grown. I got married in 1970, and in those 10 years between 1970 and 82, when we came here at Mount Folly, we were going like madmen, like the Russians, all for one goal. And when we split the partnership in 1983, April 25th, 1983, I had 300 acres. This farm is 280 acres, and I had 30, 40 acres back at East Pro. I carried on farming in the same vein as East Pro because it's beside the sea, milder. The frost slips down the banks. It doesn't. There's no frost pockets here. Salt air keeps it warm. Thermos, blah blah. And we grew the cauliflowers, spring barley, kept a few sheep. When I came here, there was no wire fences at all. If you put the sheep, let them loose here, they finished off at Shalabrae. Bingo. So did the people. Tourism. Well, tourism started at East Pro. That's where I served my apprenticeship. And we used to get a lot of holiday makers in the summer. And that was the highlight as a young lad of the year, from June, from July and August, when they all came down and we chatted up many girls. That was that side of it. That was the apprenticeship. And now, of course, over here, we've got tourism. The cars want to go to the beach, so we farm them. There's something going down across that field over there. Looks, don't know what it is. Oh no, that's all right. Anyway, yeah, tourism. Tourism and my income, I would say 50% of my income comes from tourism. Easy, maybe more. Well, I try to be modest. You've got people want, and they're all happy people. They want to go car parking, so we've got overspill car park. We've got half the house for holiday let. That's one thing. Fryer tucked down at Shalabrae. Caravan delivery track. Whoops. What hasn't he got his fingers in, if you know what I mean? And the camping. And they're all happy people. And if you talk to these people, especially the campers occasionally, they come from all walks of life. And they just want the simple, they want to go back to the simple way of life.